Democrats and Republicans can be expected to campaign over intelligence reform this fall, as well as the findings of a new study on health insurance. The number of Americans who get insurance through their employers has dropped dramatically. The study says the number fell over the last 3 years. The number of uninsured would be even higher without Medicaid and the state children's health insurance program. But there are signs that public coverage by the states is about to decline, too, as NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
When Blanca Leon got laid off from her job as a customer service representative in Chicago, she also lost health insurance for herself and her 6-year-old son, Andre. At first, she tried to keep coverage through COBRA, the federal program that lets laid-off workers continue their job-based coverage if they pay the full premium.
It was a $389 payment for the first month, and after that, I just didn't have any money and didn't have a job, had no income, and I couldn't afford it.
Leon still doesn't have coverage, but her son does. Last year, she found out about Illinois' version of the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP. She says having Andre covered is important because he's had trouble with chronic ear infections.
At one point, he had lost 70% of his hearing, so to have the coverage was very big for us and very relieving to know that he can go to the doctor and receive the medical attention he needed.
Blanca Leon isn't alone in losing her job-based coverage.
When you look at employer-sponsored coverage, a sharp decline, 9 million fewer people.
Paul Ginsberg is president of the Nonpartisan Center for Studying Health System Change, which looked at health insurance coverage from 2001 to 2003.
But fortunately, because of the expansions in public coverage, particularly for children, which had a dramatic increase, the overall change in proportion insured was very small.
Ginsberg says it's not hard to understand why employer-provided coverage has been declining. Not only have people been losing jobs and health insurance, but some of those who've remained employed have been priced out of their health coverage.
Just over this period, the cost premiums of employment-based coverage increased by 28%, and people's incomes increased by a much smaller amount.
At the same time, the public program safety net is showing signs it may be starting to fray. Diane Rowland is executive vice president of the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says studies done by Kaiser more recently show state budget pressures have taken their toll.
We've begun to see for the first time since enactment in 1997 a dip in the number of children actually covered and enrolled in the SCHIP program. We see 11 states that have had to make some cutbacks in that program.
And Rowland says other states are cutting back in more subtle ways.
What we know from the past is that if you want to have enrollment go down, you reduce the number of workers who are processing the applications. You make the waiting time for coverage longer. You can start charging premiums to some of the low-income families where coverage then becomes less affordable.
An improving economy should boost both employer-provided coverage and the ability of states to maintain programs like SCHIP and Medicaid. But Rowland said states have suffered a recent hit when temporary payments from the federal government expired. And Paul Ginsberg says that with health costs growing so much faster than income,
we could have a real mess as far as health insurance a year or two out from now.
Just how bad may become clearer later this month when the Census Bureau is expected to release its annual count of the uninsured. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.